the warm water embraced her body. It was easy to hold her breath. Under the waves, she didn't hear Renzo running and shouting after her. At the edge of the cemetery, he hesitated a moment and then threw himself into the water. Renzo's swimming was even weaker than he'd admitted. He trailed far behind Teo, who was still skimming under the surface at a furious pace. When she finally came up for air, the first thing she saw was Renzo flailing his arms 50 yards away. The sound of the waves drowned out his voice, but the moonlight fell starkly on his terrified face. He mouthed the word, "Shark!" Behind him, and cutting through the waves much faster than Renzo, the tip of a shark's jagged fin appeared in dark silhouette. Too late. Teo remembered the sharks. Absurdly, it flashed through her mind, crafty as Cuttles. She had been not crafty, but just about as stupid as she could be. As Renzo panted to her side, the sharks surrounded the two children, milling in circles. A long grey form pushed between them, gashing their legs with its serrated hide. It was the most agonizing pain Teo had ever felt, as if her skin had been branded by hot tongs. And the sharks had not even used their teeth yet. Teeth that curved visibly backwards inside their open jaws, ready to tear. From those jaws came an overpowering stench of rotten meat. Teo thought of the tourists gone missing since the lights went out in Venice. One shark tugged experimentally at the sash of Teo's pinafore and then ripped it right off. Immediately, other sharks challenged it. In seconds, the white sash was reduced to fragments of thread churning in the water. The same shark closed in on the cuff of Teo's sleeve. She snatched it back and wrapped her arms around herself, frantically treading water. Another shark was butting Renzo's shoulder, pushing him under the water. A third wrenched the caul off his neck. "Does it prove that I am not a ghost, if I am edible?" wondered Teo. And then, "But even if I'm alive, I shall soon be a ghost, a mangled, eaten one."
"I'm sorry, Teo," sobbed Renzo. "I was horrible to you, a snob, so uncivil. Forgive me. You deserve better."
"No," gasped Teo. "I'm sorry I lost my temper. You are my good friend. I would have loved to have seen the archives with you. It would have been a pleasure."
Were? Would have been? The sharks jostled around the children, nudging them further away from the meeting point where the waiting mermaids might see them. One of the sharks ripped the seaweed bandage off Teo's knee. Her wound was bleeding again. The smell of her blood seemed to rouse the sharks to an even more terrifying level of excitement. A grey monster snapped the caul off Teo's neck and tossed it down its gaping throat. It appeared to find the caul appetizing, for it immediately loomed in closer again.
"I am meeting the same fate as my parents," thought Teo. "I shall die in the water of the Venetian lagoon, though in a different way, a worse way."
A shudder ran through her whole body like an electric shock. What were the sharks waiting for? Why had they fallen so still? She almost wished they would just get on with it so that it could be over. She turned to give one last look to Renzo, too numb to cry, just wanting a familiar human face to be the last thing she ever saw.